Ray Thomas joins us now. Morning, Ray. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, beautiful day. There's another cloud in the sky.
Magnificent.
Yeah, although the track is a heavy nine, Sean, the rail out's 3 metres, we do have small fields all day. I think after scratchings, the biggest field size is 10. So, look, I dare say every runner will get their chance this afternoon.
Yep, too right. Paul Joyce is with us. G'day, Paul.
Hello, Sean. Hello, Ray. Hello to all the listeners. Yes, I think Ray's spot on. We'll get a reasonably fair track. It is in the heavy range, but it's a nice day for winter racing, and there's some horses coming out of this meeting today, Sean, that will go on to much better things.
All right, and at tab.com.au, Glenn Munsey. Morning, Muns.
Morning, Sean. Morning, Ray. Morning, Pa. Sounded like my start to the day, Sean. Woke up with a shower. It was only Wednesday, and I didn't even know, really think I'd needed one, but I had one anyway.
Nice to throw caution to the wind sometimes, isn't it, Glenn?
Oh, well, yeah. Well, we didn't get the rain at our place, so I couldn't have it outside. So,
and you're using that new Italian deodorant, Arrivederci Aroma?
Yes.
That's good.
I'll be there shortly, actually.
Well, good. Yeah. Better than the other one you had called Wet Dog, anyway. Mm. Now, the first today at the Tab Rewards plate, we've got a full field.
Yeah, I can't believe we rewarded you with a job, Sean, but strange things happen.
No one else available.
No. We've got Americana Magic here as a $51 chance, a first starter. Catesby is at $16, More Than a Samba at $26. Naviro is at $8.50. Piracy at $3.70. Comes back as a gelding today and also with a lugging bit on. Stone is a $9.50 chance. Just Gorgeous, named after you, Sean, at $12. Mm. Star Galaxy, a $3.10 favourite, the first starter for the Snowdens. And Tiamo, with a tongue tie on, is a $4.20 chance. Good little battle developing between the bottom two runners here, Tiamo and Star Galaxy. Star Galaxy opened $4.60, so did Tiamo. Last night, Star Galaxy was into $3.50, Tiamo at $3.80. So this morning, Star Galaxy $3.50 to $3.10, Tiamo $4.40 into $4.20.
Yeah, good pace here, Munns, at least on my map. I've got five or six of these going for the lead, and Noviero, Just Gorgeous, Tiamo will be right there, and also Star Galaxy has shown plenty of pace in the trials race, so they should really move along here, and most runners get their chance.
Yeah, I'm a little bit concerned about the barrier for Star Galaxy, Paul. That was my only negative because I've been impressed by this filly. Both her recent trials have been excellent, particularly that Randwick trial on June 2 where I thought she showed terrific race sense diving through inside runners and winning convincingly. There's a nice Godolphin youngster called Schubert who ran third that day, and Star Galaxy certainly handled that field with ease. Makes her debut here, as Paul suggested, there's a lot of speed, so she's just going to need a touch of luck early, Kieran McAvoy, just to get across either outside leader or to find some cover. But look, I do like her as a racehorse. I think she's a ready-made two-year-old, and I've got the 8-Star Galaxy on top from the 5 Piracy, also from the Godolphin camp. And as Glenn mentioned, been gelded since last preparation and certainly has shown plenty in recent trials. Its most recent trial, it defeated Ready Cat Go and Heliosphere at Randwick. Heliosphere won at Warwick Farm on Monday. He's come back in good order, Piracy. He'll be hard to beat here. The 9 Tiamo was second on debut to Debonairly at Warwick Farm. Eventually went across New Zealand, ran in the Magic Millions over there. Resuming here, has also trialled very well going into this. He's a nice filly. And the 3 More Than a Samba at least has the race fitness on his side. But I think the 8-Star Galaxy is the horse to beat in the first pool. 8, 5, 9, and 4.
Yes, Ray, there are 3 horses here that have trialled particularly well, and they're the same 3 that you've got on top. I've got a slightly different order, 5, 9, 8, and 4. Number 5, Piracy, on top for me, the horse that you and Glenn have both mentioned, has been gelded during his spell. He was very well supported in the Breeders' Plate and failed. He was then well supported at his next campaign, and again he finished last there behind Minari when he pulled up with heat stress. So he's had 2 flops, but he's getting out to a backable price here today, and I loved his last trial at Randwick. Talk about a good action. He just flowed beautifully down the straight, put them away without any pressure from Brenton Abdullah, who keeps the ride today. And with that pace up front that we've identified, I think Brenton will be able to let this horse settle, find his feet, and the Godolphin team will be hoping that that gelding operation is the big difference with Piracy, who obviously has shown plenty at home. Number 9, Tiamo, another one that trialled super leading into this. Her last trial at Randwick was about as good as you'll see, and a trial first up in behind Star Galaxy. I thought she trialled better than Star Galaxy on that occasion when she wasn't pushed out at all. So she's flying for Peter Roble. first up off a spell today, as she did bump into Devon Early on debut, so there's a bit of depth to that form. The 8-star Galaxy, she's only a little filly by the looks of her on what I've seen, but she's fast and she knows how to find the line. She's got the race sense that Ray mentioned. She's out of a mare called Jackpot Queen, who strung a lot of wins together early in her career. And number 4, Noviero, a Piero 2-year-old for Gay Woodhouse and Adrian Bott. I haven't minded his last two trials. Definitely not as sharp as the first three, though. That's why I've gone 5, 9, 8, and
All right, now 5, 9, 8, and 4 there from Paul, the second event, and we've got a full field here, Glenn.
Yes, Sean, it's the Pluck at Vinery Plate here. It's a 3-year-old maiden set, weights over 1,100 metres, and Dapkos, the first starter here for Bobby Pierce, is a $7 chance. Gorsbridge, also a first starter for Gerald Ryan, $2.80 in favourite. Smart Ali at 41, Tinker Dan at $9.50. Bowdye Blue, scratched from Warwick Farm on Monday to be safe for this for Gary Portelli, is a $6 chance. Gaytime Girl is at 5. Miss Q is a $6.50 chance, one of Joey Pride's runners here today. And Our Girl Holly is an $8.50 chance for Ben Smith. I wouldn't say it's the biggest betting race of the day, but Gorsbridge is the most popular runner, but a steady drifter. 230 on opening, 260 last night, opened 280 this morning, remains at the $2.80 quote there. The biggest firmer has been the first starter for Bobby Pierce here in the shape of Dapkos. It's 15, opened 8 this morning, now 7, and it doesn't have the tongue tie on. Right, that was a misprint in the gears. It'll only carry a lugging bit there, but they're the top two in the race number 2.
Yeah, again, there looks a lot of speed here, boys. Gorsbridge has shown ample pace at the trials, but Tinker Dan, he ripped along in front of Hawkesbury last start. The Smart Ali's shown speed. Our Girl Holly led last start, and Dapkos has shown pace at the trials as well, Ray, not to mention Bodie Blue. So just about every runner presses forward here, Ray.
Yeah, pace on again, Paul. Look, I'm going for the first star, number 2, Gorsbridge. Gerald Ryan, who we know is a master trainer of juveniles, three-year-olds, he sent this horse to the trials 3 times. He's won each of them. He had 2 trials over summer and looked good in both, but I thought his recent Rose Hill trial on May 26th was just outstanding. He was bolting on the inside of Sacred Edge. He had to cross from a whitish barrier early to lead. Sacred Edge tried to put it to him all the way up the straight. Jane Innes never let Gorsbridge go. He was under double wraps and easily held Sacred Edge at bay, and they put a margin on the third horse. I thought it was a super trial. He's come back in great order, and the barrier draw is the key to this three-year-old. He's going to jump and hit the rail, and Tinker Dan may try and cross him, but I think Gorsbridge has the natural speed to hold the inside, and I think it'll be really hard to catch here. The 2, Gorsbridge, to beat the 7, Miss Q, beautifully bred fastnet rock filly, and gee, she caught my eye in a recent Warwick Farm trial, beaten less than a length behind So Magic, and she was bolting there. She's first up here, and she'll run a race for sure. The 8, Our Girl Holly, comes out of the sharpness race at Warwick Farm when she resumed and was beaten a length into 5th spot, and it was a good tough run. She was up on speed that day and she held her ground all the way up the straight. Sharpness is a nice filly, and she came out of that race with good form to suggest she can go on with it, Our Girl Holly. And the 4, Tinker Dan, the horse that Paul identified as showing brilliant speed at Hawkesbury last start. 2 starts, 2/3, going well. Hard to beat, but I'm taken by Gorsbridge, Paul. I think it might be a pretty smart 3-year-old in the second. 2, 7, 8, and 4, Gorsbridge on top.
Yeah, very similar for me, Ray. 2, 7, 8, and 5. I'm with you with Gorsbridge. He can't have done any more than what he's done at the trials. Put it that way, he's shown natural pace. Whenever he's been challenged, he's responded, and he seems to have done it under his own steam, so he hasn't seriously been tested to date. Perfect barrier, as you mentioned. And I'm going with the 2, Gorsbridge. It was only a $40,000 purchase, but he looks a pretty smart one. Number 7, Miss Q. I almost put her on top just because of the way the race will be run. If they really do pile that pressure on, I think Miss Q will be the one rattling home late. She's looked good at 2 trials. She missed the start of her first trial and hit the line late, but she jumped a lot better last time in the trial Ray mentioned, and she was cruising up behind them to be beaten only 1 length. Big watch on number 7, Miss Q. The 8, Our Girl Holly, I'd be surprised if they ride her back today off that wide gate, so I'd be interested to see if she can attack the line if they do that, so she was just a sitting duck there last start. And the 5, Bodie Blue, well, she was tightened up in the straight behind Sharpness, only beaten a length last start and should have been a bit closer to them. So I'll go 2, 7, 8 and 5, really looking forward to the second race.
Third event over the 1900, one Paragon not running.
Yes, this is the Schweppes handicap here over that 1900, the benchmark 67. Paragon came out this morning, so the deduction there is 10 cents the win and 13 cents the place. Estacrage is the $2.20 favourite. Life O'Brien at $2.80. Shelley's Girl at $6.50. Loud Enough at $15. And Celestial Choice is a $6.50 chance. The only horse there is any real money for, and most of it has come before this morning, is Estacrage. Did go up $2.30. After the scratching this morning, opened $2.10. The boys have given a push then to $2.20.
Yeah, Munns looks to get the right sort of run here too in the small field. Life O'Brien and Loud Enough press forward from Shelley's Girl with Celestial Choice and Estacrage taking the trail.
Looks hard to beat, doesn't he, Paul, the favourite Estacrage, backing up from a really good effort last week behind an up-and-coming horse in Collateral. He ran on nice, he beat the length into second spot. The format of the race is pretty good. The gavel was a close fourth. He's been in winning touch this prep. Estacrage did win at Scone nicely, three runs back. He's rock hard fit now, and at the 1900 around Canterbury on the quick back up from that good second last week, I think he looks the horse to beat here. He won't be too far off the leaders throughout, and he'll pounce late. The three Life O'Brien is the danger. He does make his own luck up on the speed. They'll help him around Canterbury, and he comes off a really good effort last start in a strong form race win third to Polaris Jack and Cars off, and he was in the mix right to the last 50 metres that day, Life O'Brien. He'll do so again here. He'll give Estacrage something to chase. The other three are competitive chances in this small five-horse field. I've got five Loud Enough in for third ahead of six Celestial Choice. The four Shelley's Girl, not without some hope because she does revel in these wet track conditions. But I think the numbers two and three are the horses to beat here, Paul. I've got two Estacrage, Stalking Life O'Brien throughout, and he'll be the horse to beat. Two, three, five and six in race three.
Yeah, he does look a good bet, doesn't he? Number two, Estacrage, I've got him on top. Two, six, three and four. The query was with him last start when we got the 550 was would he handle the heavy track, because he hadn't really indicated he would in the past, but he handled it beautifully last time chasing Collateral home. They gapped the third horse there. Collateral was just the better horse on the day. But there's no Collateral in this field, and Estacrage in the small field won't find trouble for Huey Bowman. And the fact that he handles the heavy track makes him one of the good things of the day. Six Celestial Choice. I would have been tempted to put her on top if it was a dry track. We just haven't seen enough of her yet on the soft or heavy to know back her with any real confidence, but that was a good win last start, winning a Class 1 as a maiden. So she could cause an upset here, but she's the only one. Number 3, Life O'Brien, I just don't think he'll get enough peace up front. And the 4, Shelley's Girl, well, she loves a heavy track, but she's just racing out of form at the moment. Two on top clearly from 6, 3 and 4.
The 4th, the Tab Handicap, take out 2 and 8.
Yeah, this is a three-year-old filly's benchmark 66 here over 1,550 metres, and how sweet it is the toppy here is an $8.50 chance. Love Letter out, the deduction, 10 cents a win and 10 cents a place came out this morning. Seventh, Chick at $5.50. Walk the Streets, $3 in favourite. Interestingly enough, scratch from Ramwick on Saturday to be kept for this. Our Belisa is a $7 chance. Fournette is at $4.60. Hittite at $11. Lucienne came out this morning, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Tacker Reed at $15. Saved the Best at $23. Chadana at $51. And Yulong Baohu is a $26 chance. Roughly double the investment on Walk the Streets than Fournay or Fournette. It's named after a gridiron player that plays for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Our Belisa, third pick.
Yeah, speed was interesting here because there's not a lot on paper how sweet it is. Likely leads here for Brock Ryan. Probably gets a reasonable soft time in front. The seventh Chic Handy. The only two others that can take up a spot would be Our Belisa or perhaps Tacker Reed. But outside of that, Ray, the rest tend to settle back. So perhaps a slight edge to the on-paces here.
That's a little bit of a concern for my top two selections here, Paul. Four Walk the Streets and six Fournette. They are get-back type of fillies, but they're really promising. Walk the Streets coming out of Saturday grade. She was scratched from last Saturday's meeting. At a previous start, she was a really good third to Just Dreaming in Uptown Lad at Rose Hill. Back to midweek grade here, beautifully placed. just gets a, it gets a reasonable run, hopefully, from that four gate. I don't think she'll have to settle quite as far back as she has in her recent runs, Paul. And I just think she's a filly with a lot of upside, walked the streets. I've had a rap on her for a while, and she's been knocking on the door to win a race. I think today might be the day. The danger is the sixth four, Ned. This is a filly who's been really progressive. She's by So You Think. Gee, that was an impressive win in her maiden at Kembla last start. The format of that has certainly held up. The horse Paul thought would run a good race in the third. Celestial Choice was a well-beaten third that day behind Fournette. She gets back, but she does have a very powerful finishing burst. She's a promising type. The one, how sweet it is, Paul identified her as the likely leader. That's what she did at Hawkesbury last start when she was a dominant winner. And this is a horse who's in really good form from the in-form Matthew Smith stable here, back against Philly's grade today. And she has to be hard to beat with the claim. And the 3/7th Sheik had no luck at all at Canterbury last week in the Passage of Time race, and she comes right into calculations here third up. But I think the four, Walk the Streets, is pretty promising, Paul. I've got her on top in the fourth. 4, 6, 1, and 3.
Yeah, I've gone 3, 1, 5, and 4 here. Seventh Sheik on top, as Ray said. Very unlucky last week behind Passage of Time. Badly held up for most of the straight there. Huey Bowman sticks solid. Slight query up to the 1550, but I think she'll get that lovely soft run in transit to offset that. And she does race best here at Canterbury. It's one track she seems to really enjoy racing at. So I'll gamble on the 3/7th Sheik to beat the one, how sweet it is, that gets the soft lead here for Brock Ryan, 3 kilos off. A Fox Fetch filly, they generally love these sort of conditions. So I think number one, how sweet it is, coming off that big last start win, will give a sight at odds. The 5-hour Belisa, here's a little form line to keep an eye on, ran second behind My True Love. It went up and placed at Doomben on Saturday in Stakes Company. The third horse there was Natoya, who came out at Randwick and won by 10 lengths. So an interesting form line to look at with our Belisa. And number 4, Walk the Streets. Agree with Ray, she's very promising. My only query is that all 6 starts have been on top of the ground. Today she'll tackle a heavy track. So that's got to be some sort of query. I'll go 3, 1, 5, and 4 in the fourth.
Now, the fifth, we take out 3 Blowing Kisses and 4 Brulee.
Yes, and a small field here, as we have in a number of races, but this is the Bowman's Office Furniture Handicap here. Fillies and Mares benchmark 72 over 1,100. Brian Rudder and the boys at Bowman's Office Furniture sponsored the last race at Warwick Farm on Monday. Sangiovese here is a $3.90 chance. Then we go to Alpen Rose at $7.50. Blowing Kisses is out the deduction, 2 cents the win, and nothing the place there. Brulee, which came out on Monday, it's running later, 8 cents a win and nothing the place, the deduction there. Rowinda at $8.50. Hillary Step at $9. Little Miss Brown with the blinkers off at $17. Timing at $8.50, and Peaceful Sea, the favourite, at $2.30. Actually, the most popular runner here is Sangiovese. Did go back up 3.80 this morning after the scratchings here. Opened 6, was into 4.60, so it was the first horse back yesterday. 3.80 on opening this morning out to 3.90. It's got double the investment on its nearest rival, which is actually Timing, $8.50 unchanged. The favourite sits last, Peaceful Sea.
Yeah, interesting that one, Munns. The speed here to be Timing obviously tries to lead Hillary Step. They'll put the pace on with Alpen Rose, which gives Sangiovese a lovely run. And if Peaceful Sea jumps cleanly, I expect her to get a nice run also, right?
Yeah, I read it fairly similarly, Paul. I've got Sangiovese in front of Peaceful Sea in the run, and they're the two I think will be very hard to beat here. I'm leaning towards the top weight for a couple of reasons. One, that she will be in front of Peaceful Sea. She had the 2 runs back from the spell, so she's got a slight fitness edge as well. I liked her Hawkesbury run last start. Lion Couchant flying at the moment and led throughout. Sangiovese knuckled down late under a big weight and just failed to catch Lion Couchant. Third up here around Canterbury. She is a soft track winner. Look, I think she'll be really hard to beat here, Sangiovese. As Paul said, she's going to get the right run. She'll get every chance here. The 9, Peaceful Sea, has always shown plenty of promise, probably hasn't quite delivered in her short career to date. Just the 1 win from 6 starts, but gee, she's trial well going into this. And look, she might be the best horse to emerge from this race, but I just thought run of the race stuff might give Sangiovese, the race fit Sangiovese, the edge here. The other two who are definite dangers are Proven Mudlarks, the 8 Timing, who ran a terrific race at Goulburn, just nailed on the line by the unbeaten Mai Mahar. their last start. She revels on these heavy tracks, as does number two, Alpen Rose, who wasn't beaten far behind San Giovese in that Hawkesbury race. That was on a good track, and her heavy track stats, 6 starts, 4 wins and a second. She comes right into calculations here. The one, San Giovese, I think she's ready to win, Paul, third up today. 1, 9, 8, and 2 in race 5.
Yeah, I see it pretty similar, Ray. I've got the same four numbers, just a different order, 9, 8, 1, and 2. Peaceful Sea for me on top. Obviously, the heavy track's the query with her, but she's just been trialling the house down, obviously gone from James Cummings to Chris Waller. And, gee, she's looked good at the trials. She's just cruised up to them on both occasions. $1.75 million purchase she was as a yearling. She's got a long way to go to pay that back, but she's a classy filly. And I'm willing to gamble on her handling the heavy track today because I just think she is the best horse in the race. Number 8, Timing. She'll give a great side out in front for Rachel King, carrying 51.5 kilos. As Ray said, she's a real mudlark, and she tackles this third up off a spell. San Giovese, the 2 kilo claim in the gun run, bring her right into contention. And obviously the 2 Alpen Rose with 4 wins from 6 starts on heavy going. You've got to include her in anything you do. 9 on top from 8, 1 and 2 in the 5th.
The 6th event, the tab.com.au handicap, full field.
Yes, and the tab.com.au here is a benchmark 72 over 1550, where Balmain Boy here, a $7.50 chance. Kent is at $3.40 in favourite. Pirate Ben at $6.50. Reneged at $5. Quick Defence, an $8.50 chance. El Venetian is at $6. Letchworth, the old boy, is rising 11 years of age. He's a $21 chance. Master Agar at $14. And Earth is at $13. One of the quieter betting races of the day. Seriously, a round of drinks here on Pirate Ben, but he has firmed up dramatically in the market here. He went up as much as $15, Pirate Ben, was into $7.50 last night, opened $7 this morning. He's now a $6.50 chance. He's got roughly double what the old boy has on him, Letchworth.
Yeah, last time he tackled a heavy track, Munns, he won in town, so the punters have found him as a wet tracker. Speed-wise, number 6, El Venetian leads, number 3, Pirate Ben, a Quick Defence handy with Balmain Boy and Letchworth. He's never too far away, Ray, so genuine tempo in the 6.
I like to hear that, Paul, because my selection needs a genuine tempo. The 2, Kent, promising type and second up at Hawkesbury, carried a big weight, took an age to wind up, but I just loved his last 100 metres, Paul, when he mowed down Emma Jane, who'd been racing well in Hutcho. I know this is a step up and grade again here, but this is a horse that Godolphin thought good enough to aim towards the Victoria Derby last spring. He's always shown promise. He looks to have come back in really good order. Andrew Adkins' claim brings him to 57, and with that genuine tempo that Paul suggested, getting out to the 1550, he ticks a lot of boxes for me today. He hasn't been tested on a heavy, but 5 starts on a soft for a win in 3 seconds gives every indication, being out of a commands mare, he'll get through it. And I think he's the one to beat here. The 2, Kent, from 5, Quick Defence. I think that 8.50, as Glenn mentioned, is pretty good odds for this horse, who ran his best race for ages when resuming in the House where it is race at Hawkesbury at the 1550. As I said, Hugh Bowman stays with Quick Defence at the 8.50. He's good odds. The 6, El Venetian, he fought on pretty well in the Just Dreaming race at Rose Hill in Saturday class last start. That came off a maiden win at Kembla. Back to midweek grade. He's well placed here. And with Rachel King's claim, no weight in his back, he'll be in the contest for a long way. And I thought the 1, Balmain Boy, this is the easiest race he's been in for a long while. He could improve, although he is very, very hard to catch. But in the 6th, Paul, I think 2, Kent's come back in good order. He's the one to beat in race 6. 2, 5, 6, and 1.
Yeah, I've gone 2, 4, 5, and 6. I'm with you, Ray. Number 2, Kent. Obviously, Godolphin had a big opinion of him, as you said. Last campaign, he's had the 2 runs back. Last start was his breakthrough victory, this preparation at least. And as you said, he's had the 5 goes on soft, finished in the Quinella on 4 occasions. And he has been at the 1550 around Canterbury twice too for a win and a very close second. So he likes this track and distance, and there should be enough tempo up front for Kent to get home over top of them. Number 4, Reneged, I think he can improve third up here. He definitely improved second up at Warwick Farm. Found a bit of trouble in the straight behind Polaris Jack. Should have gone closer. So a big improver here, number 4, Reneged. The 5, Quick Defence, I'm with Ray there. I thought his first up run was a big improvement for him. And number 6, El Venetian, down in the weights, proven in the soft. He'll obviously give you a sight up on speed. But I like the 2, Kent, to get home right over top of them. 2, 4. 2, 4, 5, and 6.
2, 4, 5, 6 from Paul. We go to race 7, and he put out 1 bogey and 5. Dylan's Romance.
Yeah, the Highland Race colours here. This is a benchmark 67 over 1250. We're bogey, not there. It's out of African Queen. That's how they got the name bogey. 3 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Iron George is 21. No interest at $6.50. Better be good at 11. Dylan's Romance out this morning. 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Brulee at $4.60 and favourite. Mana at 5. Hurricanes with the cross noseband off and the winkers off is a $26 chance. Wern Parr at $4.80. Artistic Beauty at $5. Clistra at 17. And Attainment is a $19 chance. Well, I'd say mainly due to the fact that Rock and Rod Gallegos is absolutely on fire with his tips in the Big Sports Breakfast. The best supported runner here is Artistic Beauty. Has been $6.50 into 5 today since Rod tipped it up after it went up as much as 11 yesterday. Second pick would be Manor, and it's been $5.50 into 5 today.
Speed-wise here, Munns, Iron George and Clistra look the two that work across to settle 1-2, giving Wern Parr a lovely run in behind them, along with number 7, Mana. The rest race tend to settle midfield or even worse.
Yeah, I'm keen on the 7, Mana, Paul. 2 runs back have been good. He hasn't been beaten far in each. He comes out of Saturday class when he ran 5th, beaten just under 4 lengths behind that smart horse, Clear the Beach. Dissolute was 2nd on that occasion in that Rose Hill race. And back to midweek grade on a track he's performed previously, and as Paul suggests, it's going to get the right run here from that gate. And his heavy track stats, 4 starts, a win, and 2 seconds. He enjoys these conditions, and 3rd up today, he ticks a lot of boxes for mine, the 7, Mana. From the 6, Brulee, if you go on a scone run, 2 runs back, she's right in the contest here. She was terrific, flashing home late behind Siskin to run 3rd, 2nd up. Last start at Ramp, there were some excuses for her in that My True Love race, which Paul mentioned earlier, has turned out to be such a terrific form race. Back to midweek grade here, Brulee looks well placed, she'll be hard to beat. Of the rest, I thought the 9, Wernper, will get that right run from the soft gate, and he comes off a tough win. Took him a long time to win at Hawkesbury, but at least he's returned in winning form. And the 2, Iron George, look, I know this horse is a big question mark on the heavy, but he's just trialling so well. He'll cross and lead or sit outside the leader from that gate, and I think he can still give you a sight. His trials have been terrific. But I did like Mana here, Paul. I'm pretty keen on Mana in the last 7 to win from 6, 9 and 2.
Yeah, I'm going 9, 6, 7 and 10 in the last. I've got Wern Parr on top here. Go back to his debut run. It was at Canterbury on a soft 7, so similar conditions to what we get today. And he bumped into Glen All, running 2nd there, beating 3 and a bit lengths. But there was a further 3 lengths to the 3rd horse, Storm Force. So he just happened to bump into a horse that ended up running in Group 1 races very early in his career. First up this prep, too good at Hawkesbury, and I think he definitely gets the gun run today off that soft draw. So Wern Parr on the suitable going, I think can win this 2nd up. Number 6, Brulee. It concerns the track. If it was a good track, she would have been a top pick. She saves her best for the dry tracks, but she's going to have to handle a genuine heavy by the last today. At Randwick last start, that really strong form race, she did have excuses, though. But we'll give her another chance. The 7, Mana, well, you don't have to worry about him on the wet. He loves it. He maps to get a lovely trail. And my other runner is the 10, Artistic Beauty. Rod Gallegos' special this morning. She should have won last start at Dubbo. She did win first up, 1 by 3 and a bit length. So she's come back in terrific form, and she's been to town a couple of times before for the highways. We've seen her, and she's a lovely, big, strong 4-year-old mare. I'll go 9, 6, 7 and 10, going with Wern Parr as a good thing in the last.
All right, now let's find out first of all from Munns what's been best back today.
Looking overall, Sean, I'd get me go back through them here. Well, the biggest betting race is the 1st. Right, and a really good battle between the top two in the market, but the bottom two in the race book, Star Galaxy and Tiamo. Second biggest betting race would be the 2nd race, and it's Gorsbridge, but he's a drifter. And the 3rd biggest betting race is race 4, and the best supported runner there is Walk the Streets, but it's not a massive go. So, you know, there's money for a lot of runners. I'd say nowhere near as busy as we have been on a number of meetings. And I think everyone would have started doing the form Monday afternoon or Tuesday. We had a 5.81 penetrometer heavy 9 at that stage, thinking Canterbury would be in the soft range by now. but albeit only half a millimetre of rain and the dew and everything this morning, I think it's just got people holding back till they see a couple of races and see whether this track does kick back a little bit quickly, quicker, I should say, than we know that Canterbury can.
All right. Now, Ray, what's your best?
Yeah, look, Sean, I think Paul and I might be on the same page here. Race 3, number 2, Esther Courage, looks a perfect race for him. And if that is Paul's top tip, it is a point of difference. I did like Mana in the last race 7, number 7, Mana. And Sean, if you don't mind, can I wish Paul and his lovely wife the very best? I think Paul's about to dash off to the hospital now and become a father again, Paul. So the very best of luck today, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Ray. No, the wife's there tapping the foot. When are we going to get off air? So we'll head in. Hopefully it doesn't come before the Schweppes Handicap Benchmark 72.
You better get going, mate.
Yeah. I've got a good thing there. Now, look, the best is race 5, number 9 for me, guys, Peaceful Sea. I think she's the best filly racing anywhere today, and hopefully she can produce the goods on the soft track. And race 5, number 9, Peaceful Sea, the best for me.
Now, let's hope the hospital has Wi-Fi, Paul, but don't despair. You can access all the races and everything via your Tab app.
The Tab app. My mate use app on my phone, mate. It'll get a good workout during the waiting time this afternoon.
You might be able to egg flip the obstetrician and everything like that, and might be something extra there for them.
Yeah, definitely might take a bit off the bill, hopefully.
And Paul, tell your wife if things are going a bit slow, I'll do the old Price is Right thing and stick my head through the door and you'll out. Come on out!
Welcome to join me, Sean, especially tonight for a cold one about it.
Good on you, mate. Good luck.
Let's hope you're celebrating and not still waiting.
See you, Paul.
Best of luck, Paul.
Paul Joyce on his way to hospital there. Goodness. Ray, good to catch up. We'll talk to you later on.
Thanks so much, Sean. Good luck to all the punters this afternoon.
Thanks, Ray. And Munch, we'll catch you throughout the day.
Yeah, thanks, Sean. My son was born on a Wednesday, actually, and as we were getting ready to go to the hospital, I said to my wife, I said, Annie, make sure you make me up some sandwiches. And I've got the radio. This is back in the days then. We didn't have Sky or anything like that. I had the radio and the paper and everything like that. And I just settled up in the room there, listened to the first few races before he arrived mid-afternoon.
You just cruised along.
Yeah. Well, the first one, the daughter, she was about 24 hours on arriving. I said, I'm not going through this again. Denise said,
thing.
Well, funnily enough, so neither am I.
That's right. Yeah. All right. There's a lot of lines I can drop, but I'm leaving them well alone, Munch. I'll talk to you later on.